staying within that Facebook conversation, that Facebook group. In fact, your leader, Naomi Long, called two former members balloons. Now, this is obviously in relation to two members that resigned, I think, last month, amid allegations of ageism and racism. And one, Gerlene Rice, has said that she was reduced to tears and deeply hurt by this. Like, oh, it's embarrassing for them on a few different levels there. And it does, once again, add to that, you know, this pledge from Naomi, something that is honest, open, responsible and respectful.
Well, Naomi has said that is what she said, and indeed, in some respects, she could have gone a lot further in terms of how she described the situation.
Yeah, but if I called you a balloon right now, I would be disrespectful, and I would understand that. And to do it in this kind of very open forum on Facebook, and among her peers, her party members, her former colleagues.
Yeah, and that was not a public comment. It was not framed in a way for public consumption. It was a conversation happening essentially behind closed doors. This is not a huge group. This is a group with several hundred people on it. This is not a group of thousands of people in Facebook. But the lid has been lifted on this by one means or another, and people are seeing what's happening. But let me explain.
Clearly one of those members doesn't agree with this kind of comment on that group, because someone from within that group has shared this.
Yes, well, I mean, there'll be a wider discussion as to why someone internally has decided to breach confidence, and there's a lot of people in the party.
Will you be looking to see who that was?
Well, in due course, but at this stage we're focusing on the election, and
we're trying to.
Well, at this stage we're not getting ourselves into that. We're not going to be deflected from the election campaign and focusing on the real issues facing Northern Ireland.
Underneath all this, Stephen, it is a bit embarrassing, which is why there might be an investigation. That might be why they look into it.
Let me explain the context to that particular comment. That happened in the situation where those two former Alliance councillors were endorsing an SDLP candidate for election. And I think why people were slightly confused was that whenever Anna Lowe made certain comments around United Ireland a couple of years ago, Anna came to the Alliance Party conference, said her piece, and got a standing ovation. Those two individuals sat on their hands. They were actually complaining that Anna was going far, far too much in the United Ireland agenda and letting down sort of the other.
It's a bit off topic, though, to be fair.
Well, all of a sudden we have people who are complaining about someone saying that someone said.
But the party leader called them a balloon. Yes, I would be upset.
In the context where.
And instead of apologising, Naomi said she could have gone further.
Yes. Yes, and the point I'm making, Vinny, is here. We have people who are being clear opportunists. They complained at Anna Lowe because she made some comments that they disagreed with in respect of United Ireland. And now all of a sudden they're actually supporting a party that actually believes in a United Ireland. So people, I think, are Naomi and others are quite entitled to actually question their particular integrity around those sort of issues.
Should she have apologised?
Who should apologise?
Should Naomi apologise for calling them balloons?
Naomi has been very clear. She's not apologising. I think that the individuals concerned need to apologise and explain themselves as to why.
They're upset at being called balloons by their former party leader?
They weren't called balloons to their face. This was an internal.
That makes it almost worse.
How's that worse?
Because
I'm sure, whenever this programme is over and you'll go back and talk to your production team, and there may well be some comments made about this interview, and I'm sure comments have been made by you, Stephen, about other individuals that are meant for entirely private consumption and are perfectly innocent in that respect, and that's perfectly entitled. However, if those were made public, you would feel a certain degree of awkwardness and embarrassment.